The Unified Development Ordinance, known as the UDO for short, has the flexibility to change over time through what are called added amendments. One of those amendments being proposed right now is the Plex Amendment, which was considered by City Council last year but didn't pass due to public opinion against it.
The controversial part is what they're planning to do with single-family zoning, which is essentially eliminate it.
That's Chris Sturbaum. He was on the City Council last year and voted no when the Plex Amendment was first proposed. Sturbaum is a longtime Bloomington resident who has seen about 50 years of planning and zoning changes.
From the very beginning, we resisted this plan to upzone these neighborhoods. At least a majority of us did. We thought that was decided, and I lost an election, and now, new start of the year, it's back.
The Plex Amendment would recategorize Bloomington's single-family neighborhoods into what are called R4 neighborhoods. That change in the zoning code means duplexes, triplexes, and quadplexes can mix into these neighborhoods and allow for more types of housing. The city's development services manager, Jackie Scanlon, says the decision on where to place those R4 zones was based on proximity to downtown.
Building downtown is obviously closer to amenities and existing infrastructure than possibly building on the edge of town or in the county. And so we're trying to find the balance of where those lines should be drawn.
Sturbaum argues that allowing plexes in neighborhoods will encourage investors and property management companies to buy up the homes and turn them into rentals.
You would suddenly be bidding against an investor. And so your chance of buying that house when he can put or she can put 4 people in it, 6 people in it, 8 people in it, and you're just the person that wants a home for the rest of your life, you're out of luck.
But Sturbaum isn't the only one against it. During last year's proposal to push through the amendment, hundreds of residents packed into City Hall to voice their opposition, which ultimately led to its dismissal.
People spent hours and days and just unbelievable amount of their personal time trying to say to the city that they were opposed to this. And to turn around and just go, well, we're changing the plans. It's just so disrespectful to the process of local participatory government when people showed up.
But from the city's perspective, the amendment will create more affordable housing for more residents. Scanlon says Bloomington's current housing market has a major need for more affordable options.
Providing more opportunity across racial and socioeconomic lines for diversity, but also sensitively protecting the neighborhoods that we have now that are beloved, but making them available to a wider swath of people.
Sturbaum says he agrees the city needs more affordable housing, but he doesn't think this is the best way to do it.
I think there needs to be more growth. There needs to be more apartments, and there's plenty of space to do it. And a good planning plan would put it where it belongs.
He says places like the new hospital redevelopment site and the land along South Walnut Street by Switchyard Park would serve as better areas for affordable housing. Sturbaum says the neighborhoods that would turn into R4 zones in the Plex Amendment are already at a 50-50 split between rental and home ownership, and opening them up to the highest bidder will tip the scale.
Trying to just eliminate single-family housing and thinking that's a magic answer, it's actually magical thinking.
Sturbaum fears investors will be hunting through the neighborhoods for properties to dump their money into because it's a stable venture.
It happens slowly over time. Nobody's going to get kicked out of their houses. But whenever a house turns over, it's going to tend to ratchet in the direction of an investment buyer rather than a homeowner. And I find that both tragic and contradictory to what the city's been doing for the last 20 or 30 years.
The Plex Amendment will be on the table in early January when it goes to the Plan Commission for discussion. If approved there, it would be up to the City Council for final adoption. For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Burks.